The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. Joined, of course, by Ian Geis and Dan Strauss. And now by you, if you'd like to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge and have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And for most cell phones, *KTRS will get you in here as well. Before we play the challenge, a little behind-the-scenes story for you. I've been on the radio for 40 years. In all those years, I have never sneezed on the air or had the hiccups on the air. And here's something weird about that. Have you ever had either of those happen to you, Ian?
I've had to sneeze, yes, but not while I was able to.
But you turned your mic off before you did? Yeah.
I never had... I was in the middle of talking, so it's always while somebody else is talking.
Yeah.
You know?
I've sneezed in the middle of talking.
Have you ever had the hiccups on the air?
No.
Here's the weird thing, and maybe I'm the perfect person to be in this business because I must have a little microchip in my head. Right before you started playing that Golden Earring Twilight Zone intro right there, for some reason, I got the hiccups. I don't know what causes hiccups or what was there, but...
Well, it's your diaphragm and your esophagus that gets caught up in its spasms, and it
thank you very much, Dr. Geis. I appreciate that. Whatever it is inside my brain from being behind microphones and with headphones on for so many years, as soon as I had to go on the radio, the hiccups stopped.
Wow.
It's like when you turned my microphone on over there, the hiccups went away.
Wow.
You hold your breath? Do you hold the breath thing?
Well, no, I have a guaranteed hiccup remedy. Haven't I ever shared this with you?
I think so. I can't remember.
I put this on my website. It's still one of the most popular things on my website. I repost it every couple of years because people don't know about it and they find out about it. I will share my guaranteed hiccup remedy with you right now. This is for those of you who don't have a radio show with a little microchip inside your head, then when the microphone goes on, it mutes the hiccups, if you will. Here's what you do. You get yourself a cup of water, and don't do it with any other beverage. Particularly carbonated beverages definitely defeats the purpose of this. Get yourself a cup of water. Tilt your head back as far as you can, so you're looking straight up at the ceiling, and your throat is completely open.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath and hold that breath while you take 7 sips of water. You don't have to guzzle the whole cup of water. You don't have to do any more than that. But don't do 6 and don't do 5. You don't have to go on to 8 or 9. Once you do 7 sips of water, at that point, you can exhale and your hiccups will be gone.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Wow.
Or your money back.
Wow.
Yeah. I have shared this with thousands of people, and every one of them has come back and thanked me for it.
When I hiccup, I usually hiccup once or twice, and that's it.
Oh, I get them, and they go on and on and on and on.
I don't get them where they go on and on and on. I've never had hiccups where they go on and on and on.
And I've tried to do the hold your breath thing.
Right.
Have you ever done this? You hold your breath, and you try to go,
try to hold it past that next hiccup cycle.
Yeah.
And if you can make it past that and then blow out, that's what, yeah.
Sometimes that works.
Bit, yeah.
And I think it's the same phenomenon at work here, but swallowing the water is making you keep your breath and your throat open and all that stuff. Whatever it is, guaranteed hiccup remedy for you.
Yeah, Frank had that thing for like a year, didn't he?
Where he would hiccup.
They weren't loud hiccups, but it was a small... You know, every once in a while. And I think it was like a year or something. And I think eventually he went to the doctor and he shoved something down his throat and gagged him and they went away.
Yeah.
Wow, that could have taken a really weird turn right there. But we'll just leave it where it is.
Yes.
And we'll move on to the Harris Challenge where you're not playing for hiccups. You're playing for actual prizes. Valuable prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Hey, the prize man!
Right, Paul. One dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they come from the Old Town Donut Shop with 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79. If you like the music of Queen, you might want a pair of tickets to the Killer Queen Show. It's a tribute to the music of Queen, Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now at familyarena.com. Or, if you like plays and comedy, we have 1 Funny Mother tickets.
That's the name of the show?
Yes, 1 Funny Mother.
Uh-huh.
One Funny Mother. It's at the Playhouse here at Westport. It's for, the tickets are for opening night, which is Thursday, March the 30th.
Okay, so that's what you get your choice of. But if you get all your questions right, we call it a clean sweep and give you a bonus.
Yeah, we give you a bonus like a the gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net. And we'll also throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
And now that we're getting back towards warmer weather, mm-hmm. and we're going to move into spring and then into summer, you're going to want one of these. And by the way, people think I'm joking about this, but this is a great gift to give somebody for Mother's Day if she's at that time of life where,
yes.
You know, maybe warming her off from the hot flashes would help.
The high flashes.
Yeah, think about that. Mother's Day is around the corner.
Oh, yeah. BreezyBuddy.com. You can check all of their stuff out.
All right. Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing fine. Welcome to the show. You, before we play the challenge, you're going to get what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your own commercial endorsement time.
Okay. I'm here to take all your prizes.
Okay, so let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which category you would like. There will be a total of five contestants, so there are going to be five categories, but only three of them come out at first. You choose the one you want, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or then, because today is St. Patrick's Day, category two is His Middle Name is Patrick, or March Madness. Which of those three categories you want to take a shot at, Frank?
Oh, I guess have you been paying attention? I'll
All
be
right.
Boring.
60 seconds on the clock. I will tell you this is going to be a multiple choice edition of Have You Been Paying Attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which cable news star got record ratings by overhyping her report on Donald Trump's 2005 tax return? Was it Rachel Maddow?
Rachel Maddow.
Okay, that's correct. In what Scandinavian country is a company selling water from remote fjords for $100 a bottle, claiming it has the pure taste of snow and air? Is it Finland, Norway, or Sweden?
I'll say Norway.
Correct. How long did it take a German-made robot to solve a Rubik's Cube to beat its own record? 0.63 seconds, 6.3 seconds, or 63 seconds?
6.3?
No, 0.637 to be exact. In what state did a drive-in movie theater ban the new version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast because it shows 3 seconds of two male characters dancing together? Is it Arkansas, Mississippi, or Alabama?
I believe it was Alabama.
You're correct. In what state has a YMCA banned cable news networks from the TVs to avoid political fights among its members? Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Wisconsin? What did you say?
Ohio?
No, it's Pennsylvania. They found that it didn't matter if you put on MSNBC, CNN, or Fox News. If that was on the TVs while people were doing the treadmill and the other stuff, people started getting into political fights, and they said, that's it! Put it on ESPN! We can't have this anymore! So let's see how you did here, Frank. You got the one for Rachel Maddow. You got four for Alabama. Unfortunately, that's only 5 points. And as you know, if you don't get at least 8 points, you don't win. And instead, you get punished. This week's celebrity who will punish you, I want to thank a listener by the name of Grace Wilson, who said, Paul, I was listening to your show last week and when you were reviewing Kong and you talked about the 1976 edition of that franchise and Jessica Lange played the blonde in distress in that movie, a character named Dwan. I thought you might want to use a Jessica Lange song as punishment music. So here she is. This is from the FX show American Horror Story. Jessica Lange doing David Bowie's Heroes. What's funny to me whenever we use these celebrities is at a certain point in many of their songs, they just abandon the attempt to sing at all and just figure, I'll just say the words.
Yeah, they just kind of start talking.
And that'll get me through it.
It's William Shatner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
anything
classic.
Does. Frank, I'm glad you played. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And Grace, thanks again for that suggestion. I appreciate it. We had a problem with one of our lines, so I'll open them up again at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And in the meantime, I'll talk to our second contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Which category would you like? His middle name is Patrick, March Madness, or our new third category, TV spinoffs that didn't last?
TV spinoff.
Okay. You may know that The Big Bang Theory is going to have a spinoff about young Sheldon that is going to be on this fall. We'll see how long that goes. This is about other shows that were on the air but didn't last. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the show spun off from MASH with Colonel Potter, Father Mulcahy, and Klinger?
Pass.
What show was Golden Palace a spinoff from, even though Bea Arthur was not part of the cast?
Golden Girls.
Correct. 5 years after Bewitched went off the air, what was the name of the spinoff named for Darren and Samantha's daughter?
Tabitha?
Correct. From which sitcom was The Tortellis, starring Dan Hedaya and Gene Kasem, spun off in 1987? Which show was spun off successfully from Beverly Hills 90210 and then itself spun off its own failure called Models, Inc.?
Gosh, I chose this category. I do not know. Pass.
All right, back to the one that was spun off from MASH with Colonel Potter, Father Mulcahy, and Max Klinger.
Oh, gosh, I do not know.
You know what The Tortellis was spun off from, or want to take a guess?
Do not know. Bring on the music.
I know that one. Tortellis?
Yeah.
Was that Cheers?
That was Cheers. Carla Tortelli was played by Rhea Perlman and her ex-husband Dan Hedaya, and Casey Kasem's wife, who we later found out all sorts of horrible things about, Jean Kasem, was Mrs. Tortelli. Melrose Place was the spinoff that came from 90210 and gave us Models, Inc., and the one after MASH was called After MASH.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
lasted
that.
Lasted about a season and a half. It was horrible. Mark, you got the 2 and the 3, but unfortunately that's only 5 points, so you also have to be punished by Jessica Lange. All right, that's enough. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, here comes our third contestant. Hi, Chip.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, just Aaron Gobra.
All right.
Bless.
Here are the categories. His middle name is Patrick, March Madness, or our new third category, Green Screen.
Oh, God. What was the first one?
His middle name is Patrick.
Okay, let's go with that.
All right, Chip, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what sitcom did Neil Patrick Harris play Barney, the confirmed bachelor?
Oh, for the love of Pat.
Which rock star was born Declan Patrick McManus? Was it Elton John, The Edge, or Elvis Costello?
Elvis.
Correct.
Costello.
Which Will and Grace character was played by Sean Patrick Hayes?
I'd like to say the gay one. I don't know.
All right. What is the name of the Lord of the Rings character played by Sean Patrick Astin? Which movie written by John Patrick Shanley won Cher an Oscar?
This isn't multiple choice.
No, it's not.
I'll say The Wonder Years.
It was Moonstruck. What about the sitcom where Neil Patrick Harris played Barney, the confirmed bachelor?
The one with all those yuppie knuckleheads. I can't remember. Darn it. Aaron Gobra.
Yuppie knuckleheads.
You know what? I'm going to check with the judges. Can we accept the one with all the yuppie knuckleheads?
I think. No.
No, we needed How I Met Your Mother. Sean Patrick Hayes was Jack McFarland. Yes, he was the gay character, or one of them on that show. And Sean Patrick Astin was Sam in Lord of the Rings.
I picked it by my own fruition.
Yes, you did.
The only one I would have got was Moonstruck. That was it.
Okay, you got yourself 2 points, Chip. Punish him, Ian. Been a while since we've had a triple punishment week.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could help.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
I took it like a leprechaun.
Yes, you did, Chip. I appreciate that. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul.
What do you want to plug?
Pardon me?
You want to plug something?
Just happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody.
All right, we have March Madness or Green Screen. What'll it be?
How about just punish me now and get it over with?
Well, okay, I will go on to another contestant if you don't want to play.
No, green screen. I'll
okay. All the answers in this category will have green in them, Nancy.
All right, okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In a 1973 sci-fi film, what did Charlton Heston discover is made from people?
Soylent Green.
Correct. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Michael Clark Duncan?
Green Mile.
Correct. Hey. In what 2011 movie did Ryan Reynolds play a test pilot granted an alien ring that bestowed him with otherworldly powers?
I will pass. I have not.
In what 2011 movie did Seth Rogen play a masked crime fighter whose real name is Brett Reed? Remember, there's green in the answer.
I know. I don't know. Again.
What 1991 movie starred Kathy Bates, Mary Stuart Masterson, Mary Louise Parker, Jessica Tandy, and Cicely Tyson?
Green. I don't know any of those.
Can I just throw all the cards over here, Nancy?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All those women were in Fried Green Tomatoes. Seth Rogen was in Green Hornet. Ryan Reynolds was the Green Lantern. And that's 3 points on the scoreboard for you, Nancy. So we go quadruple punishment this week. I never understood the lyrics to that at all. I don't know why the dolphins get involved in that.
I wish you could swim like the dolphins.
Yeah. Nancy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Here's our final contestant. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Oh, say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Allie.
All right. Final category is March Madness.
I got to do it for the team here. Don't need five.
Okay. By the way, I'm so disappointed. My bracket is already busted. I had Flo Valley winning again this year.
You did.
And they're not going to do it.
Oh, man. Harvard on the highway.
Yeah. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play.
That's right.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, Mizzou has never won the NCAA championship in men's basketball.
True.
Yeah. True or false, there's never been a Final Four in which none of the teams had been a number one seed.
False.
That's false. It happened in 1980. Which Duke legend holds the record for coaching his team to the most March Madness victories?
Mike Krzyzewski.
Correct. Which school holds the record for the most Final Four appearances? Is it North Carolina, UCLA, or Kentucky?
North Carolina.
It is. In 2004, which school became the first in history to win both the NCAA men's and women's championships in the same year?
Connecticut?
Well, you know, if the women were involved, it has to be UConn. And yes, the men won it that year as well. And you know what you've done, Jim?
Wow.
I got it.
You've won the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Oh, way to go, Jim.
How about that?
So you've got a whole bunch of prizes coming your way and the gratitude of a thankful nation for not having us go quintuple punishment on you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll play a Harris Challenge again next Friday at 5:15, or you can play with the ones you've missed in the past by going to the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.